5 minutes past 4 o'clock, and we have a very short story that I want to get your thoughts on. So this woman got married, had a very expensive wedding. Family and friends all came out. It was great. They partied, they drank, they, you know how weddings go, serious owambe. And 10 hours after their wedding, she left her husband because he got drunk at the wedding. On their arrival at the hotel that they had booked for their honeymoon, he hit her because they got into an argument. She immediately picked up her bags and she left. Marriage over. And when her colleague shared that story, people started talking about, why would she leave? Now, wow, that's not the right thing to do. You have to know how to be committed in your marriage. How can you do that kind of thing? After all the money and the time and the effort that went into planning the wedding, you mean that that money has gone just like that? So everyone was focusing on the money that had gone into planning the wedding, the money that had gone into that had been spent on having a wedding ceremony, three wedding ceremonies, you know, because they've done traditional, done the white, got married in court. Less than 10 hours later on, she says she no do it again because her husband hit her. Now, personally, I think she did the right thing. But people will probably think that I am too radical. So I want to know what you think. What do you think about what she did after her husband hit her? Less than 10 hours after they got married, she left. Do you think she did the right thing? I think she did. I think more women should do what she did. Feel free to disagree with me or to agree with me. Because I don't think that once you start getting hit in a marriage, in a relationship, you stop. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, because men also get beat up by their wives. So I think that once there's domestic violence at all, run. Let your feet be touching the back of your head as you're running. And it doesn't matter when you do the running. Whenever you wake up is your morning. She woke up less than 10 hours after her wedding. But you probably disagree with me, and I would like to hear why. 0700-993-993-993. From 5 p.m., we'll have a conversation about this man who took a loan from an app and missed his deadline, and they allegedly sent out those messages that they send out, but his own was an RIP poster. Rest in peace. This man is dead. That's what they sent out to his contacts on WhatsApp. We'll talk about that and other stories about the loan apps and their debtors from 5 p.m. But for right now, women, call me on 01465-7190. What do you think about this woman's decision? 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Welcome to the show.
I'm Madame Ozo.
Madame Ozo, good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yes. I think, first and foremost, she did the right thing, but it shouldn't be the permanent thing.
Okay.
Remember, you said the man was drunk.
Okay.
You shouldn't have been arguing with a drunk man.
Okay.
It's like arguing with a mad person, you know. So the man probably did not act in his right senses.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Okay.
So I think she did the right thing by packing out so that eventually the man will learn his lesson,
okay,
except if he doesn't care to.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It shouldn't be permanent. But of a truth, the man was drunk. But if he wasn't drunk and he did that, that's another thing entirely. That's another thing entirely. Because you don't get angry with because a colleague in the office said something you didn't like and you beat the person up. Conductor said what you didn't like, you beat him up. So why beat up your wife in the house because he said something he didn't like? You know, but if the man was genuinely drunk and he did that, the woman did well to pack out. But it shouldn't be permanent.
It should be permanent.
Settled later. That's what I think.
Thank you, Madame Ozo, for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
And the executive,
my baby. What do you think about what this woman did?
Wait, the man just married to me. They go after everything, don't drink. I don't know what you were telling. I begin with the Russia and blue and everything. Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he drunk. Very drunk.
Mm.
My sister, Sandra Ezekiel, even when he's not drunk, he'll be bitter.
Okay.
See, let me tell you something. When somebody's drunk, some people, some men, they know what that is. If the man is not a wife beater before, he can't drink. They do raga, 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 raga. You go there, fall, you know, so the wife man go rain jam. Well, for this one, he gets strength to beat the woman and he's drunk. I know the why women. So somebody called now and was saying that the man is drunk, and that's why he did what he did. I don't know why women are just telling me why some women, women like my type, those who want to be making the day of sex this year. Sandra. Sandra, the thing, they beat me like surprise. They beat me like anger. They beat me like arranging things. Sandra, let me say, that lady, if I were her, I would not only for the house, I would want to divorce him. I want to do everything that will not make me see many more. If that man gets himself today, after the woman don't say finally, keep drinking again. I see.
Oh no, the connection to Chinoye has gone bad. Chinoye, if you can call back, please call back. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. This is Tayo calling from Ogba.
Tayo, what do you think about this woman's decision?
She did the right thing.
Okay.
It is very barbaric to even raise up your hand and hit or assault anyone.
But like you heard the first caller say, she was drunk. He was drunk.
Hello?
But you heard the first caller say that he was drunk.
I don't care whether you were drunk or not. Look, I've told my daughter, if anybody, I asked my daughter, if I ever raised my hand and hit you before, she said no. If anybody hit my daughter, whether she is drunk or not, I'm going to kill that person. I told my daughter, if anybody put their hand on you, call on me. Even though you catch another man or you caught another man on top of my daughter, call me, I'll come and carry her. Why will you hit? He's drunk, forget it. He's going to drunk one day and kill somebody. That is... let me calm down, Alessandra.
Thank you.
Look, she did the right thing.
Okay. All right, Taiwo. Thank you very much for calling. I almost heard Taiwo curse there. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Share your thoughts there as well. Do you think that she made the right call? Less than 10 hours after their wedding ceremony, they got to the hotel where they're going to start their honeymoon. And, you know, she said something, they started to have a quarrel, you know, verbal quarrel, and he hit her. She immediately packed her bags, left. Marriage don't end. Some people think she did the right thing. Some people think she did the wrong thing. Some people think, come on now, where's your sense of commitment? Some people think, good for you, girl. The first sign of wahala, run. Because they say that whatever it is you can't endure in your first year of marriage, get out, because whatever it is that you're experiencing in your first year of marriage could double by the fifth year of your marriage. Some people say that. I don't know whether it's true. Do you think you did the right thing here? On The Glass Ceiling, every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we talk about different obstacles that women face. And one of the biggest obstacles for women is domestic violence. Men also suffer domestic violence, but today, this story is about a woman who suffered it and left 10 hours, less than, after her ceremony. Less than 10 hours after she said, "I do," in church, she packed her bags and ran because he hit her. Now that there's AFCON going on, some men will go home because their team lost or their ticket cut, and they'll beat their wives. Every time something happens all over the world, women bear the brunt of it through domestic violence. So here you have this particular woman who said, I will not suffer this thing for the rest of my life. So less than 10 hours after she married this man, after they spent all of that money on a wedding, she said no. Do you think she made the right call? We've got TA on the line. TA, how are you?
Hi, Tundra, I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Finland.
Welcome, TA. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, well, for me, based on the situation at that first day, since you don't want us to discuss the past time, on that first day, you are in your honeymoon and then you lay your hands on your wife because you are drunk. It's a wrong signal. So the thing she did was very right to leave that place. But also, I don't think divorce is always the first thing we should always think of in marriage. When issues like that happen, the first thing I always advocate for is to settle for peace. Albeit, don't stay with that man, a man that has physically assaulted you. I don't subscribe to you staying in the same room with that person until everybody is brought to the table and then there is a commitment to a change of character. But if there is no commitment to a change of character, and then probably they should now proceed to the next step. But divorce should not always be the first option, because if divorce is the first option, then probably every home will be divorced today, and that will not be good for the society. But that's just my own little contribution.
TA, thank you for calling to make that contribution. But is it not better to get divorced before the marriage has gone far? Because in that case, it wouldn't even be a divorce. It would be an annulment because they hadn't consummated the marriage yet. It would be an annulment, so it would be scrubbed off. There will be no record of that marriage. You will not be regarded as somebody who has even married before. So isn't it better to leave before the rest of the baggage that comes with marriage is added into the mix? Is that not better than to say, oh, let's try to see if we can commit this man to not hitting his wife again? Because you see what happens in some cases, right? So you have that meeting, the man commits, oh, I will not beat my wife again. And as soon as the people that came to plead peace leave the house, he will descend on you. Oh, you dared to call your family on me. You dared to report me. How do you know that that particular descending, that they are descending on her, she makes it out alive? These are the things, and these are real issues. Like, I'm not making the story up. It's not a hypothetical. We've seen example after example after example of where it goes wrong. One mistake, somebody's head don't hit wall, it don't hit tile. Person don't carry knife, stab person. So should there be any form of mediation when there's domestic violence involved, or should it just be no, end of story, goodbye? Get lost. See you. Never. WhatsApp is 00959-75805. We've got Abraham Yusuf on the line. Abraham, how are you? Hello, Abraham.
Yes, hello.
Hello, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Sweden.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Most of the time when issues like this happen, I look at it maturely.
Okay.
It's on the first day, and you said we shouldn't talk about the past. Because even if we talk about the past, possibly the guy has been hitting her before now or something like that. But what an event, the guy has not been hitting her before.
Okay.
And suddenly it happens.
Okay.
On that fateful day. Why on that fateful day? That's my reason about it.
Okay.
Why that fateful day? But sometimes we are matured, we are grown. Sometimes read between the lines before we conclude.
Okay. What are you reading?
We should all read it between the lines. Okay. From my own angle, not just like that. I view two perspectives.
Okay.
Physically and spiritually.
Okay.
We are Africans. I don't rule that out in our behavior. We are Africans. Who knows what must have happened? Something will have happened one way or the other. Why that day? That's my reasoning. I've been thinking about why that day to beat the lady.
Abraham. Thank you very much for calling. We've got more people calling us. Let's hear their thoughts. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Victoria. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I'm so excited that I'm able to get through to you.
Mm.
Okay, so can I say one or two things about the lady who
That's what we're still talking about.
Great. Mm-hmm. If it was possible for me to buy a private jet for that lady, I would even buy more than one.
Okay.
And if in case that person is listening to me, I will just give a personal opinion strongly, emphatically, saying she should never, ever go back to that marriage.
Okay.
Ask me why. Because abusers don't change. And why will somebody get drunk on his wedding day? Because he was drunk. Is that a good reason? Why do you get drunk on your wedding day, the beginning of your honeymoon, and you are all drunk? That's a terrible experience. Domestic violence is not something anybody wants to play with, because it could be deadly. So if you know you can't stand it, and nobody should stand it, if you ask me, abusers don't change. They might make promises, they might show a little bit of remorse after a while.
Hmm.
They do not change. And I want to put out this message to all the women who are suffering domestic violence, and then they are there waiting for something to happen, may it never happen. And then the issue is always, what will my parents say?
Hmm.
What will the society say? What will my church members say?
Hmm.
What will my friends, my neighbors?
Hmm.
For God's sake. It's your life, and if anybody dies, that is the end of that person.
Right.
The same people will come and say, when she knew they were beating her up, when she knew she was being abused, why was she still there? Why didn't her people come and take her? Kudos to the woman. I wish I could link up with her, honestly. I swear. She did the very best for her life. You have to be alive to answer Mrs. Mrs. is a title. It's like being a chief. It's like being a professor. It doesn't define womanhood. Women out there, please take my word. Don't stand with a bitter, please. And besides the fact that the woman may get killed or harmed, the woman might, in defense, be the person who becomes a murderer.
True.
Or something.
True.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you so much for calling us, Victoria. Let's take another call, and then we'll go to WhatsApp where we have lots of messages. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
I remain anonymous.
Okay.
Please.
Welcome.
The issue that is being discussed is better the lady goes out of that place.
Okay.
I could remember the time my daughter was beating one man.
Okay.
He had not done anything.
Mm.
He beat her. Mm. So later he became apologetic.
Mm.
So when finally he did it, he continued beating her.
Mm.
That he even sent her, beat her, collected 5 children and drove her away.
Okay.
So abusers never change. The earlier she runs for her dear life, the better.
All right.
Understand it. So I'm a living testimony. The girl should go.
Okay.
You know, even when they said mediation, after beating her when she was in the 4th pregnancy, the daddy went, he still begged, went for mediation in their place. He still beat her.
Ooh.
So now they took her to court. Yeah, the people that said they wanted to divorce.
Okay.
So they took her, so they gave her custody of the children.
Okay.
So since then, they're not doing anything. It's my daughter that is training 5 children.
Oh.
So that is that. It's better for her to run for her dear life. It's not this red light. Let her go.
Thank you very much for calling. She says red light. Okay. All right. Let me go to WhatsApp very quickly. And then we'll give you a quick message, and then we'll take another break. Sandra, I think the lady did the right thing. Oh, I wanted to know if this discussion is live on Facebook or YouTube. Yes, it is. It's live on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. Oluwaseun texting from Canada. Sandra, that lady made the best decision. Drunk or no drunk, no one should no one should play. No one should stay with a spouse who hits them. She probably saw some signs of emotional abuse in the days before that wedding. Thank God she ran out. Uchechi with that message there. All right, Uchechi, thank you very much for your message. Mm-hmm. Lagos, we'll keep talking, but here's an important information for you. Yes?
Yes. So, are you a sales-minded person? Are you goal-oriented and ready to be your own boss? If you have your own car, then here's an amazing new year opportunity just for you. KY Avalor is hiring, and all you need to do is call the number 0815-705-0505. I'll take that again, 0815-705-0505. Or call the number 0905-637-4258. I'll take that again, 0905-637-4258 to set up an interview.
Thank you very much. Let's take that break. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, it's time for The Glass Ceiling.
This is The Glass Ceiling, on Hard Facts.
It's currently 4:39, and today we're talking about a woman who I think did a very brave thing. Less than 10 hours after her wedding ceremony, she left her marriage because her husband got drunk at the wedding, and on their arrival at the hotel where they had booked to begin their honeymoon and their marriage, he hit her during an argument. She immediately picked up her bags and she left, just like that. Marriage over. What do you think about what she did? Do you think she did the right thing? I think she did. What do you think? 0700-993-993-993. True life story. We've got a message here from Tunde in Badagry. Tunde says, this topic is bizarre. 10 hours in the marriage. The man being drunk is not excuse for the beating. The woman did well to move out. Going forward, if he is remorseful, then she can reconsider. But if he doesn't, then it's the end. But you see, Tunde, just like I've been asking everybody else, you know, why wait until the next time to know whether he's remorseful or not? Because remember, less than 10 hours into the marriage, there's no collateral yet. You know, you don't have property together. You don't have a joint account. You don't have kids yet. Most likely, some people have kids before the wedding, but most people don't. So there's really no baggage yet. It's very easy to untangle less than 10 hours into the wedding. Why risk that there will be a second time and hope that remorse will stop him from hitting you a second time? Because the second time will say, okay, let me hope that he will not beat me the third time. And you keep hoping and praying when you can just leave like she did. Now, it gets more difficult for women who have been married for a long time, because where do you want to go? Who do you want to go to? Some of them may not have their own money. Some of them are work-at-home spouses. Some of them depend on their husbands for money. It's not easy to raise children on your own. So it's a lot of work for women who are suffering domestic violence to just get up and leave. Hell, even men himself who have a lot of independence and money often do not leave their wives when their wives are abusing them physically or emotionally. Talk more of women where we have a large number not earning money. And one of the most powerful things in the world is your ability to earn. When you have money, when you earn money, it stops a lot of nonsense. It also helps some decisions materialize quicker. When you control your own money, there's a lot of decisions that you can make with a quickness. And a lot of women in marriages do not. Here we have this woman, less than 10 hours into her marriage, who was hit for the first time by a husband who was drunk, that they got into a quarrel and he hit her. And she left. How is that not a wise thing? Why are we even entertaining the idea that there's some wisdom somewhere that involves her coming back and hoping that he's remorseful? Because it's hope. Hope is a tricky, it's a tricky thing. 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. We've got a message here from Yemi Nikorodu who says, Sandra, I understand your stand perfectly. However, it would be wrong to apply a principle for all situations. There can be exceptional cases. The questions I need answers to before I actually know what to say are, has the man been beating her before the wedding day? We don't know. What caused the disagreement that led to the beating? Does it matter? Don't the two of them have at least a person to report to in case of funny behavior to either of them? Beating your spouse is not funny behavior. It's abuse. To conclude, it is not every marriage that has at one point or the other ensued in domestic violence that breaks. Many get help from God and they are now enjoying their marriages. The idea of divorcing for a challenge in marriage will cause a lot more challenges for those involved. Domestic violence is not it's a challenge in marriage, but it's the kind of challenge that is life and death. You know what is a challenge? Challenge is, one person loses their job and the other one has to foot the bill for the entire family. A challenge is, you're a couple that want children, but you suddenly can't have children, so you're hoping on God. I don't think that domestic violence is in that category. Because these other ones you have no control over. Domestic violence, you have control over. You can choose. Now, of course, there are reasons why the decision is difficult. The choices in front of you are hard to make. But at least you can choose. I don't know if I'm making sense. I don't know if I'm communicating. Let me come to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Jesus Okoye.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very happy the young lady took the right decision. And you will still see some people, because I tuned in at the right time. I don't know. You will see some guys keep calling in to say the lady did the wrong thing by quoting the Bible. See, she dodged a bullet. If you can do that the first day, that means the man is just waiting to marry the girl. You understand? Whatever the girl must have done, you don't need to eat her. Find a way to talk to her. But now, as she has done that, she should not go back home. There's nothing like remorseful. If you can do that, that means you are going to continue doing it. So I'm happy she left that marriage.
All right, just look where. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
This is Meg. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome, Meg.
Okay. The lady did the right thing by leaving. I am I'm all in support for women being able to leave when there is abuse, because I lost a friend of so many years to domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And
I'm sorry.
I wish I knew better then. Maybe when she came to me to complain, I would have been able to help her better. So it's a good thing she left. But again, like other people have said, let's say he did what he did under the influence of alcohol.
Okay.
When he's sober, will he do it? Is the question I want to ask. When he's sober, because I heard on Dear Bumi this morning of a stepfather who was drunk and went into the stepdaughter's room and slept with her. So when he's sober, what would he do? And has he been abusing her indirectly before? So I think there's still room for them to make amends. It's a good thing she walked away, but they need to come back to the table and say, going forward, if you do this again, I will leave for good.
How do we know? How do we know she will survive the again?
That's the question. That's the question he needs to answer.
Because I'm thinking about your friend, right?
Yes.
Thinking about her, and I'm thinking she probably thought the last time will be the last time. and she never thought that the last time would end her life.
Well, she never thought the last time would end her life, but if she had taken, when it started, if she had said, this thing you are doing, let's deal with it. You see, there are times in marriage you give issues that are challenges, and I agree with you, financial challenges, you're not able to have children. Domestic abuse is not one of those. But the point I'm making is, if he was sober, would he have beaten her? I want to now say, okay, let's make room for a tiny excuse for him that he beat her because he was under the influence of something that was controlling him.
Okay.
So give him a chance. When he's sober, does he beat you? Will he beat you? If he does, then please go on with your life without this guy. That's what I think.
Okay.
But that she should just walk away from this marriage. No, I don't. I think she should have a discussion with him. Her family members and his family members should have a discussion. It's even a good thing is happening now. So both parents or both families will know what is at stake. So the parents of the boy would advise him and the parents of the girl would advise her going forward and say, if this happens again, now that he has an excuse that he was drunk, let's give room for the fact that he was drunk. When he's sober, what happens to you? Then they take it up from there.
All right. Thank you, Meg, for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
All right. From what the last caller just said, well, I don't agree with her.
Okay.
Because what has started from the beginning, does it mean each time the man is under the influence of alcohol, he will hit her? There's no excuse for hitting a woman or for a woman to hit a man. There's no excuse for it. She did the very right thing. Because while I was cutting, I told my fiance then, like, any form of abusive insult or hitting, I'm out. Because I don't stand for violence at all. No, nothing can compare to being, you settle things amicably, but when it comes to, you know, exchange of words and all that, sorry, I can't be. That's my take. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer, for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Yes, what's your name? Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Adela.
Adela, what do you think?
Yes, I think the thing that made her to take that decision at that point will not just be a kind of thing.
Okay.
I think maybe, just assuming, maybe while they were courting in relationship and all that, the guy has been doing some things and maybe she has been telling him, you see, and all of that.
Okay.
So at that point, she decided that enough is enough.
Okay.
Enough is enough. I won't take it anymore. Because I don't think that the guy has been all that good, all that kind, and she will just carry her bag and leave him just like that. I want to believe that the guy has been doing something that made her to say, well, at this juncture, I got to stop this thing at this early stage. That's what I feel.
Adola, thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello. Hello, thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
I'm Idris Jibril.
Idris, what do you think?
Hello?
What do you think, Idris?
My sister, for that very particular woman to leave that man out is wrong.
Okay.
Because I knew that they have gone to wedding counseling before feasting two of them, join two of them together.
Okay.
So it's wrong. You're supposed to at least endure, let the man is out from that alcohol and talk to him. If he's not great, you find your way. That is my take.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your take. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir? What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, this is Bayo. I think I can talk to you now.
Bayo, when you're done talking to me, hang on so we'll get your number. We couldn't get your number
before. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I think, to me, I don't agree with what the last person said.
Okay.
Fine. Of course, it's his opinion.
Okay.
But I think what the lady has done, I think she has done the best. Yeah, I mean, sorry, she has done what's good, even if not the best, okay?
Okay.
Because doing that, raised some kind of alert.
Okay.
Okay. Then secondly, that has given room for a lot of people to come in, like the other woman said, to really actually investigate and how and what next they need to be doing thereafter, even though I thought they are going to come back again.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't encourage fouling, and I don't encourage, even no matter how bad the woman is, I mean, beating, raising your hands, for any man raising their hands against a woman. I mean, I found it, I mean, unfathomable. That's for, to me anyway. So, I mean, beating your wife for whatever things, whether alcohol or things. I mean, for you to have been beating somebody even under alcohol, that means it's a psych. I mean, that is a psychological instinct of you having the tendency or propensity of beating somebody, even while you're normal self, even before, you know, you carry that kind of thing out. So I think she has done something a little bit better.
All right, stay on the line. Let's get your number, all right? Thank you very much, Bayo,
okay,
for calling us. All right, we've got messages here. I don't think it is that easy for a lady to walk away from a marriage just like that. The guy must have been doing this before, and she feels like she cannot take it anymore. Those saying that she should wait till the guy is sober, I don't think it's a good idea, because are we to say that whenever he is drunk, he will always beat her? Good question. We've got another message here. This has to be the shortest but exotic wedding I'm married over, but I love it. Okay. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. We have a call that you need to take. Hope, we have a call that you need to take. So Bayo called us back. So please go and screen Bayo's call for us. Sandra, the woman did the right thing to leave at that moment. It's too early to divorce because she may not know when the next man that she will meet. We should learn how to forgive. Lucien from Ikeja. Lucien, thank you very much for your message. Man, no discuss. So that's what I will end the show with. Man, no discuss. Them plenty. In fact, now they need marriage past you. Because now they gain more from marriage past the woman. But that's a conversation for a different day. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about loan apps and their excesses. Don't go away.